Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, November 20th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by CardPointers. Leading off today, Apple's in-house advertising efforts are growing. According to a new report, the company recently started selling its own ads for Apple News, representing a big shift in its news strategy. According to Axios, Apple is pitching marketers on new ad units within the Apple News feed and within individual stories on Apple News. Beginning next year, Apple will sell premium sponsorships of editorial curated content for relevant events such as the US Open, the Met Gala, and others. In addition to premium sponsorships, Apple is also pitching banner placements and video ads across 17 different formats, including carousel ads that feature different products. Publishers are set to earn 70% of the revenue from Apple-sold ads, an increase from the ads also sold by Apple's third-party partners like Taboola. The recent partnership with Taboola isn't ending, but rather Apple will continue to offer unsold ad opportunities through that partner and others. The idea is that Apple's ad teams can produce a higher quality ad experience inside Apple News, but whether or not that turns out to be the case remains to be seen. In other news today, Apple has released iOS 18.1.1 for iPhone users, along with macOS Sequoia 15.1.1, with important security fixes. According to Apple, these vulnerabilities may have been actively exploited in the wild, and it's important for every iPhone, iPad, and Mac user to update as soon as possible. The updates patch vulnerabilities impacting Safari's WebKit and JavaScript core. Apple says, quote, "It is aware of a report that this issue may have been actively exploited on Intel-based Mac systems," end quote. All of Apple's iPhone and Mac models, however, are affected by these vulnerabilities, not just the Intel-based systems that have been actively exploited so far. So for that reason, it's crucial that you update your devices as soon as possible to ensure that you are not susceptible to those same vulnerabilities. You can update your iPhone and iPad by going to the Settings app, choosing General, then choosing Software Update. And you can update your Mac by going to System Settings, choosing General, then choosing Software Update. And if you're running an iPhone that cannot run iOS 18, Apple has also released iOS 17.7.2 with fixes for the same vulnerabilities. Next up today, Apple Card has expanded its daily cash promotions to include two new partners. Apple Card customers can now get 3% daily cash back when they book prepaid car rentals or holiday stays with Booking.com or charge their electric car at a charge point station. Purchases of home electric charge point chargers will also qualify for the boosted 3% cash back rate. Typically, Apple Card offers 2% cash back through the daily cash promotions for online or contactless transactions using Apple Pay, or 1% when buying with the physical titanium card or your card number. The addition of Booking.com and ChargePoint means that you can now get 3% daily cash back at Apple, Uber, T-Mobile, and Walgreens. These new promotions are in effect starting today. We are sponsored this week by CardPointers, the best way to earn more from your credit cards every day. And exclusively for 9 to 5 Mac readers, you can save 50% off CardPointers' annual and lifetime plans in celebration of Black Friday. CardPointers shows you in-depth details about rewards and offers for each of your credit cards, and most users save over $750 a year thanks to those tips and tricks. Again, you can save 50% off CardPointers' lifetime and yearly upgrades with the link in the show notes below. My thanks to CardPointers for their support of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, we talked yesterday about the M4 MacBook Pro being Apple's first device to use a new quantum dot display technology. Display analyst Ross Young now says that this same technology will also make its way to the next generation Apple Pro Display XDR. Young also offered a timeline, saying that there are no concrete plans for the next generation Pro Display XDR, but the current expectation is late 2025 or early 2026. As we explained yesterday, previous M-series MacBook Pro models used a red KSF phosphor film to enable the mini LED backlighting to enable a wider color gamut and better motion performance. This is the same display technology that Young says will now come to the next generation Pro Display XDR. He notes, however, that Apple's other devices like the MacBook Air, Studio Display, and iPad Air are unlikely to add this new quantum dot technology. There aren't any other details on what to expect from Apple's next generation Pro Display XDR. Rumors of an updated model have ebbed and flowed over the years. In December 2022, Mark Gurman reported that Apple is working on a next generation Pro Display XDR with an integrated Apple Silicon chip. For context, Apple's Studio Display features an A13 Bionic chip built in for things like center stage and spatial audio support, while the current Pro Display XDR doesn't feature an integrated chip whatsoever. It also doesn't have a camera for center stage or built-in speakers for spatial audio. In April 2023, analyst Ming-Chi Kuo reported that Apple was developing a new 27-inch external display with mini-LED screen technology. The current Pro Display XDR, however, features a 32-inch panel. The Pro Display XDR was released initially in December 2019 alongside the Mac Pro, and Apple has continued selling it since then without any updates or price changes. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.